Estevan. The Southeast U18 AAA Twins continued their strong start to the regular season, going 3-1 during weekend games. The Twins started with a 9-8, extra-inning win over the Saskatoon Cubs Saturday. The Twins trailed 6-0 in the third, but scored twice in the bottom of the third and five in the fourth to seize a 7-6 lead. Saskatoon scored two in the fifth, but the Twins replied with one in the sixth to tie and added the winner in the eighth. Dax Brown singled in the winning run. Callum Hollinger had 3 runs, 4 hits and 2 runs batted in, RBIs. Chase Himmelsbeck added 3 hits, a run and an RBI. Cade Phillips and Connor Kerr each went 4 innings on the mound. The next game was a 6-1 loss to the Cubs, the Twins' first defeat in league play this season. Hollinger scored the lone run. Sam Mallory went 4 innings in relief, allowing just 1 run. The Twins recovered to beat the Moose Jaw Canucks 10-6 and 12-0 on Sunday. The Twins scored in bunches in the first game, with 3 in the first, 4 in the third and 3 in the sixth. Kerr had 3 RBIs in the victory. Aiden Trimble went 6 innings in the victory. The next game saw the Twins score 7 in the fourth and invoke the mercy rule in 4.5 innings. Dylan Frey had 2 hits and 4 RBIs, and he also scored once. Carter Beck scored 3 times. Hollinger and Brown combined to allow 2 hits in 5 innings. The Southeast A's U15 AAA team picked up a pair of lopsided victories on the weekend, winning 16-7 and 14-1 over the Regina Wolfpack on Saturday. The first game with Regina was 8-7 through 3 innings, but the A's pulled away with 5 in the fourth. Tyson Hardy, Reese Copeland and Luke Hallman each had 3 RBIs. Hardy also scored 4 times and went 3 innings on the mound as they started. Jordan Frey didn't allow a run in 4 innings of relief. The A's scored 11 times in the 5th inning to lead 14-1 and eventually force the mercy rule in the second game. Caden Dorrance and Tristan Brownridge each had 3 RBIs for the A's. Hallman scored 4 times. Brownridge allowed 4 hits in 5 innings. A game slated for Sunday in Swift Current was postponed due to rain.